cautious of these false prophets, leading people off a cliff, heading straight to hell. Be cautious of these false prophets. God's word is written down so you can learn it yourself. Be cautious of these false prophets, leading people off a cliff, going straight to hell. Be cautious of these false prophets. Read the scriptures yourself. We call it charisma, God's gift meant to spread the scripture. It's really seen with those who have it capture your attention. The ability to reach others, speak and be heard, to lead and guide the masses should be used to spread the word. But instead many use it to hustle the unassuming, manipulating or conning with women is through seducing. Some use it on stage, wasting the voices they were given by preaching a self-destructive lifestyle of sinning. Now listen to the lyrics and theories they're teaching children, teaching those who follow them how to become the devil's minions. Then you wonder why your career collapsed and all you gained is ruined. God gave you a chance to leave but took it away cause you abused it. It's no different than our forefathers, they were literal prophets, but their offspring forsook their knowledge, craving wealth and power, choosing the life of the world at the price of the hereafter, becoming false prophets, leading the masses to disaster. So be cautious of these false prophets, leading people off a cliff, heading straight to hell. Be cautious of these false prophets. God's word is written down so you can learn it yourself. Be cautious of these false prophets, leading people off a cliff, going straight to hell. Be cautious of these false prophets. Read the scriptures yourself. So many false prophets in the pulpit, scheming unbelievers with expensive clothes from head to toe, balling like the heathens. Multi-million-dollar houses, fancy cars, living lavish. Charity keeps them wealthy while their congregations famish, like parasites feeding off the faithful and the dominion, treating religion like a hustle, just another form of business. Constant pressure on believers to keep giving or they're sinning, like you can buy your way into heaven. Where is that in the scripture? If you're really speaking up for God, then do it for free, then everybody can hear the truth. Real prophets don't charge a fee. You lost track of your purpose, God helped you raise millions, but instead of helping the needy, you spent it on a building. How much did every beautiful mosque or cathedral cost? That should have been used to feed and help the poor, or to guide the laws. The poorest countries on earth have majority Muslims or Christians, while the false prophets live like kings, indifferent to the conditions. How can you justify letting your fellow believers die from illness, while you amass millions profiting from their religions? If the prophet Jesus saw the way you hustled your congregation, he'd throw you out of the churches like he did the money changers. Be cautious of these false prophets, leading people off a cliff, heading straight to hell. Be cautious of these false prophets. God's word is written down so you can learn it yourself. Be cautious of these false prophets, leading people off a cliff, going straight to hell. Be cautious of these false prophets. Read the scriptures yourself. My fellow people of the book, we have to be especially cautious and keep a watch out for the twisted lies of false prophets. Shaitan uses them to trick us into following his religion, like getting Christians to follow the seven sins and pagan traditions, like Christmas, which is the Roman sun god's birthday, Sol Invictus, and the Easter bunny's a pagan fertility god, not to mention Halloween's the day of the dead combined with Al Hallows Eve. Then there's eating pork, fornication, tattoos and adultery, gambling and intoxication, they're all against the Bible's teachings. If you don't follow your book, how are you different from the heathens? It's the same for false Muslims and the treatment of blacks in slavery, their oppression of women and neglect for poor Muslims globally, supporting torture and terrorism, suicide bombers and killing Christians, Muslims killing Muslims. All of this is against Islamic scripture. God's word teaches that we're equals in his eyes, but false prophets ignore this, propagating filthy lies. The devil and his minions hijacked our religion, manipulated the scriptures to improve their own positions, including pagan traditions, so the masses will go along with them. Then silence God's followers who pointed out these contradictions. And in time, the followers of these false prophets get so indoctrinated by the corrupted teachings that they don't recognize the real and sacred teachings, so they reject them and the followers of those lessons. I can only imagine how they treat the prophets if they met them. Be cautious of these false prophets, leading people off a cliff, heading straight to hell. Be cautious of these false prophets. God's word is written down so you can learn it yourself. Be cautious of these false prophets, leading people off a cliff, going straight to hell. Be cautious of these false prophets. yourself.